Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 296, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. So if you haven't listened before, in these weekly episodes, I share what I have on my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. It's just for dinners, and everything that I mention that is on like a website, like a website that you can go to get the recipe, I will share the link for that in the weekly meal plan blog post that I put on my website at lolasfrugallife.com for like each week that coincides with each week's podcast episode. So you can find any of the recipe links there if there's anything you're looking to make. So I think I already said this, but this is just for dinners. I only plan for dinners. I don't really plan for breakfast or for lunch. And I do rotate my meals on a regular basis. I use my go-to recipes pretty much all the time. I do add in something new every once in a while, but my main priority is just to have a plan for dinner for the upcoming week so that I can be ready to get my grocery shopping done and not have to worry too much about what we're having for dinner each night. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, April 23rd. So for Saturday, I am making, the recipe is called OAMC Cheesy Chicken Tater Tot Casserole, and it's from geniuskitchen.com. OAMC stands for Once a Month Cooking, and I was really into that at one point in time. I kind of just wound up getting out of it because I never wound up having enough time to do the preparation. Just because now that my kids are a little bit older, I'm driving them to work all the time, and there's just not always like a string of time where I have the time to do that type of meal prep. So I might get into that again at some point, but right now I really don't do that. But either way, this was a recipe that I had gotten back then that you can just make one thing. You don't have to make it like to freeze for the future. So it's pretty much just like a tater tot crock pot casserole that has chicken breast and cheddar cheese and tater tots, and it actually does call for bacon pieces, but I've never put that in there. I just do like the tater tots and the chicken and the cheese and the milk. So you basically just combine everything and put it in the crock pot and let it cook all day. So we are doing that for dinner on Saturday. I actually didn't plan for a vegetable or anything like that in my meal plan to go with that, but I probably will just pull something out of the freezer. Like a frozen vegetable or like some canned corn or something like that to kind of go with it. So we have something else besides just that one dish. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing chicken parm, and I don't have a recipe for this one. A lot of times I do like a baked chicken parm in the oven, which I really like. But my son asked for regular like fried chicken parm. So basically, I'll just be breading up some chicken cutlets and like with breadcrumb and frying them up and then topping them with sauce and mozzarella cheese and baking them in the oven just to melt the cheese on top. And then I'm just going to make some spaghetti to go on the side with that. So that's for Sunday. For Monday, we do hamburgers every other Monday. So that's what's on the menu for this Monday coming up. So for the hamburgers, I really don't have a recipe. I just do just some ground beef, and I just make it into patties and cook it up in the frying pan or on the grill if the weather is nice, as it should be getting soon. I'll probably start grilling more. And then I'm going to be making best ever turkey burgers from Delish.com for one of my daughters who doesn't eat regular hamburgers. And then often lately, I've actually been eating those turkey burgers. They come out really tender. So I thought it was a good recipe, although I did add some breadcrumb to it last time I made it. It doesn't call for that, but the first time I made them, I thought they were a little too soft, like where they were just kind of falling apart when we put them on the hamburger buns. So just a note in case you might want to try and like make them a little bit firmer. And then I'm just going to do oven fresh seasoned potato wedges from allrecipes.com. It's just like you basically just take potatoes and slice them up into wedges and toss them in a Ziploc bag with olive oil and Parmesan cheese and some seasonings, and then you bake them in the oven. We pretty much always make that with our hamburgers, and then I'm going to do a can of vegetarian pork and beans. So that's Monday. For Tuesday, we always do like a Mexican theme meal. So this week we're going to be doing Chipotle night, and I don't have a recipe for this one again. It's pretty much just like homemade Chipotle bowls. So I take like chicken breast and I cut it up in small little pieces and toss it in olive oil and seasoned salt and chili powder, and I broil it until it's like a little bit on the crispy side, like just where it's almost going to overcook, but it doesn't. And then I just make like some brown rice. I put out some shredded cheese, some black beans, sour cream, avocado, salsa, like all that kind of stuff. And then everyone can just make their own bowl, like Chipotle style bowls. For Wednesday, we usually have been rotating like salmon or flounder or shrimp. So this week we're doing the baked salmon again. So for the salmon, I just buy the frozen fillets. I brush them with olive oil and then I season them with some smokehouse maple seasoning, the McCormick brand. And then I just bake them in the oven at 450 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes and they come out perfect. And then I'm just going to do some buttered egg noodles and a bagged salad on the side. The bagged salad will just be whatever. I just grab one of the kinds from the grocery store that has like the dressing and the toppings and everything included already. So that's for Wednesday. Thursday, I'm going to be doing Instant Pot Broccoli Cheddar Soup, which is from PipingPotCurry.com. This is very similar to like the Panera broccoli cheddar soup. And it's pretty like filling as it is. So normally when I do soup, I make grilled cheese on the side with it, but it's already so cheesy and it's kind of like a thick filling soup. So I think I'm just going to do the soup and like crackers for the meal. And then of course I can always throw on some grilled cheese sandwiches if anyone decides they do want that that night, but I'm not planning on it right now. So then the last meal for this week is for Friday, April 29th, and that's going to be cheesy crispy chicken. This one, I don't have a link to the recipe, but I can probably put like how to make it on the blog post if I remember to do that when I go to create the blog post. But pretty much what you do is you just take chicken breast and you like, I usually cut them like in half. Like slice them, you know, like horizontally, and then you just dip them in milk and then in crushed Ritz crackers and put them in a baking dish, and then I top them with cheddar cheese, and then you you cover the pan with like the baking dish with foil, and you bake it in the oven at 35 minutes for 400 degrees, and it comes out really good. It's like a pretty quick, easy recipe for baked chicken. And then on the side, I'm just going to do some flavored rice, like, you know, the kind you buy, like Rosa Rice-A-Roni style or something like that, that has like the seasoning packet in it. And then just some frozen vegetables, whatever I happen to have on hand in the freezer. I always keep some of those steam fresh type vegetables that I could just throw in the microwave real quick if I need a side to go with a meal. So that is it for this week's meal plan. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can find the blog posts for these meal plans on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And you can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. If you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see that you're listening. Also, if you can take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That's what helps the show come up better in search results when people are looking for a show similar to mine. There's also a link in the episode notes to financially support the podcast if that's something you're interested in. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lola, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Lola.